Okay. Call to order the regular meeting of the Oceana Community Service District Board of Directors for Wednesday, October 26th. Call the roll, please.
Director Austin, absent. Director Montez?
Here.
Director Gibson?
Here.
Vice President Villa, absent. And President White?
Here. I suppose I ought to read this. All persons desiring to speak during any public comment period are being asked to fill out the board appearance form to submit to the board secretary prior to the start of the meeting. Each individual speaker is limited to a presentation time of 3 minutes per item. Persons wishing to speak on more than one item shall limit their remarks to a total of 6 minutes. This time may be allowed between items in 1 minute increments up to 3 minutes. Time limits may not be yielded to or shared with other speakers. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance. Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I always feel like I'm in grade school when I do that.
Yeah. Agenda review. I believe we are going to have one change in the agenda. Do you want to report it?
Yes. So our board business item 8A is review of the district's budget status and some budget adjustments. Since we only have three board members tonight, we can't do those budget adjustments. So we're going to move item 8A to our next meeting.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion. We pass the agenda with the adjustment made.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public comment. It's time for public comment on matters not on the agenda.
Good evening. Charles Varney, Oceano. I think most of us here are familiar with the Brown Act. It's a law of the state of California that requires that almost all of OCSD director decisions and business be conducted in open and public meetings. On September the 2nd at the Duna Vista Mobile Home Park Oceano Community Services District Candidates Forum, Mr. Montes announced that the OCSD was not going with the Slo County Fire Department as an option, and that that decision had been made and that they would be working with Cal Fire on a solution for emergency medical services. This is obviously clearly a violation of the Brown Act. So I'm asking tonight for a full explanation from Mr. Montes and the general manager as to how this decision was reached and by whom. And we need to hear from the OCSD attorney on the legality of this. Then this afternoon on Nextdoor, a social media program platform, OCSD President White, in response to a question of why she was doing all the talking on the site and Mr. Montes was silent, responded with this, and I quote, "As a member of the Oceano CSD board, Mr. Montes must tread carefully and not to overstep Fair Political Practice Commission rules. Therefore, he has been advised to refrain from making comments and answering others on social media." My question is, who advised Mr. Montes? Was it this legal advice from the OCSD council? And what was he advised on? Because the FPPC has no rules about political candidates speaking on social media. These are really significant questions and issues for the district, and I hope that they'll be addressed this evening.
Can I just say something? Mr. Clemens, the date he said was September 2nd, This never happened on September 2nd.
My mistake.
That's all I want to point out.
Ms. Drury, come forward.
Good evening. My name is April Drury. For just a moment, I will be representing the Oceano Advisory Council, and I wanted to let the public know that we did hold a candidate forum for the one at-large seat still available in this race that will that you will be voting on. The event happened on October 24th of this year, which was this Monday, and it went fantastically. It was awesome for the participants that were willing to be a member, you know, to participate in it. So that is available on our website at the Oceano Advisory Council website, where you can see the participants' answers to questions that were presented in the chat by the people who attended and also by email to the Oceano Advisory Council. So that's all I had to say about that. As April, the resident of Oceano, I wanted to let maybe Carrie know if she wanted to listen, but I'm not talking to her directly, that I had put in a public records request about the Brown Act training and the ethics training, which, thank you, you did provide me an answer. But in my question, one of those was not answered, and that 10 days is still rolling from that original date. That's all I wanted to maybe bring to your attention, Carrie, about the Brown Act side, the training certificates. That was in my original. That's all. So if I could get that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one come forward, we'll move to special presentations and reports. I believe Commander Scott, you're up, please. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. This report will be for the month of September. And stats specific to Oceano. For Burke assaults and batteries, we had 4 disturbance calls, which 55 burglaries, 4 thefts, 4 vandalisms, 2 suspicious circumstances, 3 that included 2 persons, and it actually says 6, and 4 suspicious vehicles. And then enforcement stops 51, and we had another Narcan use, saving of a person that was near death, and 12 arrests. I brought in another stat of assisting other agencies. We had 93 of those, which meaning it could be local agencies, persons calling from out of the county asking for our assistance. And I wanted to address the enforcement stops and arrests. The enforcement stops are way up. We were even in the hundreds in July, I believe, trickled down in August, trickled down in September. What I believe is occurring during the zero bail and everyone was out, and then they repeal that. We are now basically stopping individuals with like 10 warrants and things, and they're going to jail because of their own actions. So I think we're basically handling business that should have been handled before, so those stops are going down. And our arrests are down to 12. Last month it was 22 and even higher than that before. Again, getting the persons off the streets that were causing problems during the times of their being able to be out in violation of probations, parole, and things like that. So we're seeing a slowdown, which means a calmer community. So there you go. Any questions?
Sounds good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I drove through town today, and it appeared like there is less homeless campers around. And I noticed there was none on Pier Avenue. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I was wondering if maybe they're just heading for the desert, or is it just the enforcement?
So we had always have to lead out sympathetic to anyone that is homeless, but not so sympathetic to those that use it and commit crimes and things like that. So speaking of the latter individuals, we had a concerted effort with CHP and their captain, Klingenberg. They were writing citations for no overnight camping, which is a rule, and not attacking anyone sleeping. And then we were writing citations and handling any issues dealing with drugs, trash, noise, and crime. So a combination of those. Also, the vehicles were outdated by far, so which is their responsibility. So those vehicles that were outdated and had issues were towed, and were basically, again, sympathetic to their issues, but we're not going to allow the community to be basically a victim of any crimes and things like that. So that's what happened.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, great job. Thank you.
And I do have a question. You have two meetings, one at the beginning of the month and one at the end of the month. Which one would you prefer me to attend?
So probably I would say the first meeting of the month.
First meeting.
Because typically, like moving into November, we cancel our second and meeting of November, and we cancel our second meeting in December due to the holidays. So okay. We will only have two more meetings this year. So probably good to keep on that schedule, the first meeting of the month, if possible.
Yeah, I can do that. That was my choice, but I wanted to make sure it was the best.
Any
questions
that.
From the community?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was just...
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You can...
I was saying, sometimes they have questions.
Yeah, anybody from the audience have any questions?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Not seeing Mr. Chief Lieberman, I would go to Operations Systems Manager Tony Maricino. Thank you, Tony.
Good evening, Board. Tony Maricino, Utility Systems Manager. So Lopez is currently at 23% full, which is 11,346 acre feet. We had zero sewer system overflows in September. We are still continuing to only take state water, which is just over 41 acre feet for the month. And we pump just over 12 acre feet of the month. We are continuing to do our weekly and monthly samples. We had 11 work orders, 14 USAs, 13 customer service calls, and we had two after-hours call-outs. One was for a power outage. It was pretty big. It affected our lift station, the actual yard, sheriff station. The emergency generator worked perfectly. Lift station, we set up an emergency generator and left an employee over there. And it occurred about 2:45 in the morning on a Sunday morning, and it lasted till about 9 o'clock in the morning. And the water yard was self-sufficient with the emergency booster that's on natural gas. The second call out was a leak off of Cienega. Took care of that. So SCI, the Specialty Construction Incorporated, the waterline infrastructure project, it is complete, but we did assist with notifications to do shutdowns for tie-ins of water mains and to change over services with a few samples of the new mains. So the entire infrastructure is done, and the paving will be later on the first of the month, the first, second, and third. So that's complete, and everything's been going well. First of the month equipment runs. We did some in-house maintenance on the 94 Ford. We worked on common codes after meter reads, raising meter boxes, trimming bushes around meters, stuff like that. We replaced over 30 meters that needed to get replaced. We had a water line break behind Deltina, the coffee shop, in the alleyway. Got that repaired and back into service within a few hours. We installed a new chlorine analyzer at well 8 and also had to replace the injectors. We are focusing really on sewer cleaning to get it done by the end of the year. And we're still continuing to pick up trash with only one 311 ticket that was provided to the district. And we finally completed some paving that was long overdue because the batch plant wasn't batching the right material from the few water mains that we've had broke. Any questions?
I just had a question. When you have a call out, how many people do you send?
So the on-call operator is the only one that's required, but if the lift station goes down, it's a two-person event because it's a confined space.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Did we ever get a cause for that?
You know, honestly, I did not, because it affected Oceano, and what I noticed also, some of Grover. It was the biggest power outage I've ever seen here. It was pitch black.
Yeah, and Halcyon and over there too, yeah.
Yes.
Any questions from the audience? Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Maricino.
Mr. Clemens, you're up.
Yeah, real quickly, so you've probably noticed the construction project there on Highway 1 and the alleyway at 19th Street. That project's going very well. It's going to be done on time, under budget, and they'll finish up next week with the paving and striping work. So that project really went smoothly. We continue to work on various grants, doing the Small Community Drought Relief Grant that is helping to fund that project. So that project's completely grant funded and won't have to use any local money for that one. We also, every year, the county does an OHV grant through Planning Department. And this year we decided to, it's very specific to off-highway vehicle impacts. So we're putting in to replace our garbage cans on Pier Avenue. So we'll see if we're successful with that grant application. We're also working on the Prop 1 second round of the implementation grant that we've been recommended for $600,000, so getting the paperwork ready for that. So a lot of grant work and grant reimbursements that we're working on in the office. Next week, Carrie and myself will be attending the CalPERS annual conference. So it's basically everything CalPERS, retirement stuff, health stuff, whatever CalPERS does. It's their annual conference, and we're going to be, right now we don't use CalPERS for our health insurance, so that's really the focus, that we're going to go down there and see if the CalPERS health plans may provide some savings for us as far as costs go. So we'll be there next week. And speaking of CalPERS, if you remember last year, we issued a pension obligation bond to pay off our unfunded accrued liability. That happened the same year. They had a 21% positive return for their funds. So right now, our retirement plan is 109% funded, which is excellent. The bad news is they lost money last year, and that right. isn't reflected in that amount, but we don't see it going too far under 100%. We might be around, our estimate is 96% funded, which is still much better than the 72% funded that we were prior to issuing those pension obligation bonds. So I plan to have a presentation probably early next year showing where we stand and what actions we can continue to take to fund our pension liabilities. And with that, that's my report.
Questions?
Yes, Mr. Clemens, just some clarification. You said that on the various grants, the grant was funded and no local money was used. Is that for the project on Highway 1, right?
Correct, yes.
Now, that project was, if I understand, just under $570,000?
The construction contract was $469,000. And then we also have to pay our construction manager, so that added another probably $60,000 to $80,000.
So the recommendation then, since, and I'm just trying to understand, since this is fully funded, what would the other $600,000 we've been recommended for go to?
Additional water lines.
More water lines. Thank you for clarifying.
The next one on our list, as far as priorities go, would be the alleyway behind Rock and Roll Diner. So connecting to Truman, I believe, Truman down to Air Park.
And this is the second round Prop 1, correct?
Correct.
Would any of these water lines, I know we have a bunch of where there's like, I don't know what the term, where the, or the, like a, where they stop, will any of these water lines be connected and we'll have less, where water will stop and then we have to clear it out, or no, we won't? Does that make sense?
Looping?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So we do have several projects that are looping projects, and those will be constructed when their priority comes up.
Okay.
Right now, it's the priority is the leaking pipes.
I get it.
And then that would just be an operational improvement. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Question? You said the 19th Street project was under budget. How much under budget?
So they had 60 days to construct. They're going to be done probably in 45 days. Mm-hmm. So that'll save us basically 2 weeks of that we would have had to pay our construction manager.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they're coming in with no significant change orders that would increase the cost. So overall, the project budget will come in under budget.
Okay. And then you said that that one project, the grants covered the whole project.
Correct.
So how often does that happen, that receiving grants would cover any particular project?
Typically, you have a local match requirement.
Right.
But because of our disadvantaged status, mm-hmm. on this particular grant, they waived the local match requirement. So it's kind of unique in that way. And we also qualify for lower local match percentages because of our disadvantaged status. So that kind of brings me to the survey that's being done right now, the income survey in Oceano. One was done in 2017, which basically documented that we are a disadvantaged community, but those are only good for 5 years. So that's mm-hmm. why it's being repeated now, that survey. So hopefully we continue to qualify for those lowered local match or eliminating local match on our grants.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Was that a U.S. Department of Agriculture survey?
No, it was done by RCAC, funded through the State Water Board.
Okay, yeah. I have another question. Does it look like, or what is, do you have an idea what the impact is going to be with the dissolving of the Five Cities Fire Authority when we leave there as far as PERS goes? We're going to have some, I know.
Yes, there will definitely be an impact, and that work is currently underway, and I've heard that it might be available in the next several weeks as far as an initial draft of what that mm-hmm. would be, but then there's going to be a lot of negotiation because I understand it will be a range, so we'll see what that report does. What I've done is the same individual, the consultant that helped us sell our pension obligation bonds, he's really an expert with CalPERS. And so I've engaged him to review the work of the actuaries that Five Cities Fire is using so that we can be comfortable that whatever numbers come out of there is in our best interest as Oceano.
The smallest entity in that group, you should, or does it work as we, is it involving who was hired like prior to Five Cities Fire Authority for Oceano Fire Department, or does it work as the whole, looking at the whole situation?
It's really supposed to just look at the 10 years the 12 years, I should say, that Five Cities Fire JPA has been in existence.
Okay.
And establish what the unfunded liability is for that time period.
And then we go to
and
the
then
shares.
Divvy it up between the three agencies that are participating in Five Cities Fire.
Yeah, I'm on the fire board, but we haven't seen anything on it at all.
Right.
So thank you.
Okay.
Any questions from the audience? Seeing nobody come forward. Oh, I'm sorry, Charles.
I'm interested, Mr. Clemens, in the salary of the project manager. I was kind of shocked when you said it was $60,000 to $80,000 for what, 3 weeks of work? I mean, I don't understand what that is about. So if you could just enlighten me a bit on it, I'd appreciate it.
So you have a resident engineer that ensures the contractor is building the project to the design standards that were established. So you have a resident engineer, you have a construction observer, you have they do testing on the soil samples that come out of the ground to make sure the compaction's being done correctly so that it doesn't cave in after you put in the asphalt. So it's a wide variety of positions and of engineers and earth scientists that you have to engage. And the grant requires you to have somebody, whenever they're doing construction, somebody has to be there watching them. Typically, you don't do that as an agency. You have a resident engineer, and he might come and check in once a day on the project. But having someone there the entire time is a lot more costly, and that's why they fund it with the grant funding, because they just want to make sure that if they're funding the project, it's being constructed correctly.
Thank you. Jury? Thank you. Yeah. Okay, moving on to board reports.
Nothing to report.
Nothing to report.
Oh, I get the straw. On October 14th was the Five City Fire Authority. We did consider the budget, reviewed and approved 7 adjustments totaling approximately $211,000, and including a revenue increase of $13,500 for a grant, leaving the ending balance a reserve of it's not a reserve in a special district, but it is a reserve, but it has a different title, $126,678, or 1.79% of the total budget. And the total budget is $6,589,000. The budget does remain in balance. We also reviewed a cost forecast from the fire chief, Steve Lieberman, showing growth needs in the future for additional manpower and stations. And I'm assuming that Mr. Lieberman will bring that to this board at some time to present. I don't know. He presented it to the fire board, and I don't know whether he's planning to make it.
Yeah, I don't know his plans, but certainly if it's going to impact us, it would have to come before the board.
Yeah, I don't know that. Well, we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. And we met in closed session with the labor negotiator with the International Association of Firefighters Local 4403, and there is not, to my knowledge, a resolution on a labor request. I think I can say that the union has asked for a 3-year contract, but the structure of the Five Cities Fire Authority is going to change after June 30th, so that it's kind of difficult to know. So there's negotiations going on, let's put it that way. And then on the 19th of October, I attended the South County Sanitation District. We approved a contract for the final year of the redundancy project. Redundancy project administrative services with MKN and associates for the next 12 months at $119,499. And then we contracted with Coastal Hazard Mitigation with Rincon Consulting at a cost of $69,969. They're both for the redundancy project. And the coastal monitoring, they monitor every time there's rain, they come and check, and they check the beach, they check the lagoons, they check the whole environment of the area, mouth of the creek, and to make sure that there's no challenges with the redundancy project. And then district manager Jeremy Gant presented an update on the project, which is on schedule for next completion next July. And he showed some really neat kind of a video show of the project, the $27 million project, I should say, from the start to now, with a lot of aerial photography done by drones. Yeah. Start to the point where the construction is with drones, so we got to see overviews of it before it started, and then as the building is going, now the tanks, everything is pretty well complete over there. In fact, at this point, they're painting some of the tanks a beautiful sandy tan color that some government agency selected for them. So all the tanks are this really beach-colored tan, so they really are not going to show very much. And I didn't really write it on the report, but there was some connection challenges from the new plant to the old plant that the bid came in at $55,000. And the maintenance crew said, I don't think so. And much like our crew has undertaken projects, they undertook a connection project that involved closing the entire plant twice, closing the plant off at 2:30 in the morning and placing piping in to connect the old to the new. They had lots of pictures of them working at night, and they also showed that, and they were commended for their actions. They saved $55,000.
Right.
Anyway, those are my two reports.
So do they give that a test run when it's finished, or?
Oh, they not only are test running it, but there will be a year of engineering management, and there's also another company that is written the, well, it'd be like a book of directions on how to run your washing machine. They will be on site for a year. So there's two different agencies that have been contracted to work at the time the plant starts up for a year. And it's really amazing what they've done out there.
So how many employees are going to work on that, running it?
There won't be any additional people.
Okay.
No, I think it's 21 employees in the
okay.
entire place.
So they'll all just be trained?
Well, they're being trained as it goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They're working side by side with the contractors, and they're being trained. And then the general maintenance there is really, I think it's high level. You know, if you think you run a water company where you have lots of testing, a sewer company with an outfall line, yes. So, anyway, any questions? Any other questions?
None here.
No.
Any questions from the floor? Okay. So, let's go on to consent agenda. We review and approval of minutes of the regular meeting September 28th, regular meeting October 8th. Cash disbursements and submittal of the district's public facilities fee annual report. Any questions, any comments?
Nope.
Public comment?
Okay, seeing nobody come forward.
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Should we move it in a second? A roll call, please.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Director Montez?
Yes.
And President White?
Yes. And the budgets we can't get into, and we have no hearing items. Any written communications? Future agenda items, future hearing items, closed sessions?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I know they're told that it's still on the agenda, so the public can talk about it.
The budget?
Yeah.
Come on up.
Okay. Yeah, I just.
I didn't say anything. You guys would have stopped your meeting.
So well.
It's on the agenda, so it does
no
need
problem.
To. Thank you. I appreciate that. My name is April Dury. I'm an Oceano resident. And while I know that there will be no voting on this, I get that. I would really like the board, when it does come before you to vote, to think about the fact that if we are no longer tied with the Five Cities Fire Authority, this building, I believe, is an asset of the Five Cities Fire Authorities, the county, whatever. So if we're putting money into redoing the front lobby, et cetera, we may be putting money into an asset that will not be ours potentially in the future. So that's something I just want you guys to think about moving forward. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Anybody else?
I made my motion.
Oh. Second?
I second, yeah.
Meeting adjourned.
Good night.
Did you see where somebody on Next Door Facebook?